Episode 64, Digital Lifeline Project. Now, a few weeks back, we talked about action blocks. I think it was in episode 58. That has proved useful in a meeting I had this week with, let's say, somebody called Jeff, who's in a residential setting for people with learning disabilities. So what is the Digital Lifeline Project? Well, it's a project that's been set up with Good Things Foundation and AbilityNet, and it's reaching out to over 5,000 people in homes for people with learning disabilities who are isolated due to the effect of COVID-19. Lenovo N10 tablets have been provided for them, and in Jeff's case, I was helping him to solve a problem to do with a screen continually turning off. As it happened, I think it was more to do with lack of charge. So once it was charging, none of those problems exhibited and all his settings were clear. But one thing that did come up, which was a little bit weird, was that although Zoom was something he wanted to do and meet with his friends, we couldn't actually get it loaded on his device. So we tried it completely and deleting it and then reinstalling it, but it wouldn't allow us to do it. So very interesting, that one. I'm still working on it to try and find out what the solution is. But action blocks were more successful, and I was able to demonstrate their effectiveness and how we might be able to make use of them to access music, access tasks that he can do, such as a video call. So that's basically what the item is and the projects are. And so for those with learning disabilities, having symbols that they can press to find an action, for instance, those action blocks can enable someone to be having a voice to speak up, and it also can be something that can find a particular task to do. So I'm discovering more ways to make use of them. And recently I was asked by the team to have a look into different switch methods and how we can get switches to work with this. So I'm going to devise a course for that in due course. So really, that's all I have to say about this today. I'm sorry I'm late again. This is Sunday. I meant to publish on Thursday, but life is what it is, and I'm just so grateful that we have this medium in which to share information, and that we have a body of work that is growing on assistive tech of this kind, where it's only one particular thing each week that we can describe or tell you about. So thank you for listening. Do tune in to the next episode sometime on Thursday or afterwards. Bye for now.